Okay, we're speaking about today some practical tips and hopefully maybe some advice on how to learn Machshava. I don't claim great expertise in the topic. I do spend a decent amount of time learning and on some level teaching also Machshava. So I want to share with you some thoughts that I think can be effective. I know many of us certainly spend a whole lot of time learning Gemara and learning Gemara Be'in and things like that. Many of us do spend time learning Machshava, but often not in the same like systematic way that we do Gemara. And often with Gemara, where we're taught different tips and Derech HaLimud and things like that, a little bit less in the world of Machshava. And part of the goal of what I want to try to do in the next little bit is to really just give us some insights and practical tips for making the Machshava that we learn as beneficial as possible. And hopefully, over time, being able to put these things together to be able to understand in the world of Machshava, you know, what's really out there, and to be able to address, hopefully, a lot of very, very important issues. The first thing which I wrote on the sheet, and I say this not to be cute, but I say this because I think it's important. One of the greatest things that we could do to be able to learn Machshava as effectively as possible is to learn Gemara as effectively as possible. In many ways, we don't speak as much directly about what it means to, about, you know, tips of analysis in the world of Machshava. So much of what we do when we learn Gemara can be transported very easily to when we learn Machshava on a couple of levels. Number one, on a skills level, the more that we can, if you can make your way through Ramban in the Milchamos, you can make your way through Ramban HaTorah. That if you can make your way through certain texts and you can tackle those texts, you'll be able to tackle those texts in Machshava, at least many of them, in a bit of a smoother way. But also as far as methods of analysis. The same way that if I want to learn when I'm learning Tosfos or I'm learning a Rashba, I ask questions like, what's the Rashba assuming about this halacha? What's the Rashba assuming about the nature of the din of Zach Adam Shalbefanav? What's he assuming about the nature of Gidin? So that same thing could really be true when you learn Machshava also. When I learn certain Torahs about Shabbos, and I ask myself the question, what is he learning is the shot in Shabbos. What's he learning as far as, what's he assuming about the purpose of Shabbos? So a lot of the stuff that we do, we actually have a lot of the training already there and a lot of the skills that will be very, very helpful. That's point number one. Point number two is the following. There are many different ways to learn Machshava, and this many of us may be familiar with. I'll share with you right now three different sort of methods of learning Machshava. Some of this, I'm sure we're going to be able to identify, oh, this is like that, and you know, this person gives shiurim like this. Three mahalakim, and in many ways, it's no different from what you'll find in certain Gemara shiurim. The first way to learn is, in a certain sense, what you would call, like, on the daf. What you're really doing is going through a particular sefer. I am learning Maharal this year, and I'm just learning through Maharal. And there's people that give shiurim, machshava shiurim, but that's really what they do. They're learning a sefer, they're going to read a lot of that sefer, and they're going to make assorted comments, they'll translate that sefer. But many of the shiurim that go on in the world of Machshava, many that go on in this yeshiva, many that go on in the world as a whole, are built like that. We're learning this year Nefesh HaChaim, which means that we're going to read Nefesh HaChaim, we're going to translate Nefesh HaChaim, we'll add a ha'ara here or a ha'ara there, but in many ways it's sort of like on the daf in a certain sense. Many of us, especially learning Machshava in a chavrusa, that I think is the more mainstream approach for what people do when they learn Machshava. And we'll speak about, you know, how to do that as effectively as possible in a little bit. What you will often hear, though, in Shi'urim in Machshava, is at least what I relate to as almost being like a Shir Klali in Machshava. What's a classic Shir Klali style in Gemara? Rashi gets up and he has like seven questions. And like totally random all over the place questions. And you're all like, whoa, what's going to be? And he develops a yesod, and that one sweeping yesod will come along and like answer all of those questions. Many machshava shiurim, I don't know if you've ever heard shiurim like this in the world of machshava. You definitely, you know, it's like it's sukkahs time, and the person says, I'm going to ask you four questions about sukkahs that are all really like fundamental. Often the first is like, what is the main avoda of sukkahs? And that is, whatever your answer is to the other questions will be the main avoda of sukkahs. So you're like, what exactly is the, what is like, you know, how could it be on Sukkot, on Hanukkah, you know, I don't know what a good example of this would be. Why in Hanukkah are we letting Dafka al Pesach Beso? How come in Hanukkah there's specifically Mahajan, Mina Mahajan, we don't have this in other contexts? How come in Hanukkah we have a din of Afin Hayu Ba'osarnes, we don't have that everywhere? And you're like, okay, three different questions. And a person comes along with like their one Yesod, which answers all questions. It is sometimes very engaging on a sheer level, on a preparation level, on learning Machshava,
I don't think you could learn machshava with that being your goal. My goal is to like present that. That's a little bit more challenging. That's a style you may hear.
The third style of learning machshava, which I think is less common, we try to do it on Fridays, we try to do it in general in certain contexts, is to learn machshava not based on svarim, but sometimes based on topics. Kedusha. What are different mehalchim and rishonim for how a person attains and acquires holiness? Or, bitachon. I'm not going to learn, in the context of learning Chovos HaLevavos, learn what he says about bitachon. I'm going to learn a lot of svarim about bitachon, and I'm going to be able to learn the sugya of bitachon right now, and then put it all together. We've been learning machshava, one of the first questions to ask is, what is the style, what are we trying to do? In general, l'da'ati, the first thing to do is to learn the safer approach. I have a safer, I'm learning that safer, and I'm trying to go through it. At times, it's good to be able also to get to the point where you can learn things in terms of sugyas. We'll speak about how to do that in a little bit. What do I learn in the world of machshava? Step number three. I want to learn a machshava sefer, so what do I want to learn? Here's a couple of different practical etzas. Number one, can you understand the sefer? Many machshava sfarim are just very, very hard, and maybe elements of it, I don't have enough of a background to be able to understand as well as I would like. So I want to learn kisvei ha'ari. I'd love to learn the writings of the Arizal. The problem is that to read writings of the Arizal, maybe I have to understand certain things that I don't currently know, and I'm going to be stuck. Or I want to learn sections of Mor Nevuchim in the Rambam, where the Rambam presumes you have a knowledge of certain, you know, of medieval philosophy. The first question is this a sefer? In Sifrei Chassidus sometimes, it's too Kabbalistic. I don't have the background yet. I want to learn a sefer that I will be able to really understand. Ideally, this is true for Gemara learning also. I want to learn something which is what I would call hard but doable. Hard but doable. If something is too hard, it's not going to be that impactful. If something is too easy, then we're not going to really be building ourselves always as much. It's like exercise. Exercise is too easy, then you're not really building your stamina. You're not really. If it's too hard, you're going to give up, and it won't be that helpful or that productive. On hard but doable. There are definitely svarim in the world of machshava that are in that category. So certain things are easier. Great. Hard but doable is a wonderful place. The second piece that follows. When I'm choosing a sefer, I think we want to pay attention to two things. Ideally, I want a sefer which gives us a mahalach. It gives us a mahalach. There are Bali Machshava that have a particular worldview where things interconnect. That it happens to be, as an example, if you don't know what the Rambam says about issue X, but you know enough Rambam, you could probably predict what he's likely to say. What's the Rambam? Will you be surprised sometimes? Yes, but you could often predict. The Maharal is a Mahalach. If I learn enough Maharal, I could read a Gemara and I would say, there's a good chance he's going to have a diyuk like this. And when it comes to an issue, but this is general mahalach. To be able to be sensitive to svarim, part of what it means, I think, to learn machshava well is to be able to get into a particular sefer. What is their mahalach? What are they doing? The same way that many of us intuitively know this is different between Rashi and Tosfos. I know what Rashi's mahalach is. Rashi's trying to explain the Gemara that's right there. He has things for sure. Tosfos is trying to fit different Gemaras together. It's all oversimplifications, but trying to put things together a little bit. That part of what I want to try to find is to appreciate the Mahalach. What that means is that there's some Sfarim that don't really have, per se, like a Mahalach. Or at minimum, it's much, much harder to find that Mahalach. Just to share with you a thought, many Parsha Sfarim, it's more challenging to discover the Mahalach as opposed to a machshava sefer that is structured in an orderly way. As an example, if you're into Chabad Chassidus, Tanya is a structured work. If you learn Sefer Tanya, you will know the Alter Rebbe's approach to a lot of topics. If I learn the Sichos of the Lubavitcher Rebbe every week, a different Sicha in the Parsha, I'll have great insight into Parsha, but sometimes it won't be building a Mahalach the same way because it's not organized systematically. I know what the Rebbe says about Gid HaNasha. That was, a couple weeks ago. I know what the Rebbe here that says this week says about Yosef and Yehuda, but it's not always as simple to get a real Mahalach. I remember a couple years ago,
This is last year, even. We're learning Rav Moshe Feinstein's Machshava, Rav Moshe's Machshava and Kaitzman. So a lot of that was going through a lot of, like, Drash Moshe, Moshe Sefer and Chumash, trying to, like, package things together to see, like, what is Mahalach on X. And then it's a little bit challenging. And if the more, again, Parsha Sfarim can be a little bit more difficult, although they're there, but to find the thing that has a certain Mahalach. The last Ha'ara I'd have about, as far as choosing wisely what you learn, and one thing I'd say, try to choose a Sefer that is important. That is important. If a guy wants to get really into Gemara, so he says, okay, I'm into Gemara, I'm going to learn Maseches Kala. That's going to be my thing. One of the small Maseches, I'm going to learn Maseches Kala. Or, even more, I'm going to learn Tamid. I want to really master Gemara and become big in Gemara, let me start with Tamid. So many of the people say Maseches Tamid, it's a wonderful Masechta. Is that the best Masechta to start your learning of Gemara to really build you into a Talmud Chacham? Maybe not. In Machshava also, as far as becoming, I'm not thinking about the Hisoris Machshava, I'll speak about that at the end, but as far as becoming more of a, choose the Sfarim that are more of like the fundamental works that will give you good insight as far as the basics go. So I want to learn, you know, like, there's some great Sfarim. I want to try to learn, if I'm choosing a Sefer to build myself in the world of Machshava, the kind of Sefer that's very fundamental. The Rambam's Hagdama to Perush HaMishnah is very fundamental. Maral is very fundamental. Mesilas Yesharim and Derech Hashem are very fundamental works. Nefesh HaChayim, Tanya, those are all fundamental works of Machshava. There are other works that, if I haven't learned a lot of Machshava sometimes, it's going to be hard, as an example. I very much identify and like the writings of Rabbi Nachman. The first Machshava Sefer that you learn really well, Likutei Moharan, if you're not Breslov, it's a little bit complicated. First of all, it's a hard Sefer. Secondly, it's hard to know what is a Rabbi Nachman Chiddush and what is what everyone holds. When you start with some of the basics, I start to get like more of a Mahal. Then when you learn Rabbi Nachman, suddenly it becomes, whoa, that's an awesome Ha'ar of Rabbi Nachman. I didn't see it anywhere else. And the way it talks about different things, so sometimes it's important as far as the Sefer itself that you're going to be choosing. Next, Ha'ara about what you're going to be learning in Machshav. We haven't spoken about the actual Maisa of Talmud Torah yet. This is all the pre. Here's a comment, I think. It's good to learn a Sefer to the extent to which you would be able to be Kona that Sefer. What sometimes happens with people who learn Machshava, with the Ati in Yeshiva, you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I'm really not sure I am. I have a 20-minute Sefer, I have a 20-minute Chavrusa sometimes in this person. Then I have a 30-minute, you know, once a week here. And another 20-minute, like, you know, twice a week with this. And you're sort of holding in, like, three or four different Sfarim that you're learning, each for like a half hour or 40 minutes interspersed. It's much the same way in Gemara, going back to that, to learn, you know, Monday is Gidin Day and Metzia Day and Wednesday is Sanhedrin Day and Thursday is Chulin Day. At some point, it's a little bit too scattered to really be into what you're doing. And to be focused, doesn't mean I can't be in multiple places, but to be focused in what we're doing, what's my primary lima? Just like a guy who's learning different Masechtas, Gidin's my primary limba. A person's learning, it gives you a certain sense of focus to be able to appreciate what am I really learning? What am I really learning right now? And to choose wisely when it comes to that. Now I'm actually opening the Sefer. I've chosen my Sefer. I have things set up. I know a little bit of different ways I'm going to learn that I'm going to go through. Okay, so what do I do? If you want to be able to understand a Baal Machshava well, I believe that there are three or four things to pay attention to when you learn the Machshava to get to know who that person is. Number one, what are the sources they are working off of and quoting? It'll tell you a little bit about that person. The Maharal often works off of Ma'amari Chazal. Let's say you're learning Rambam, what's going to strike you? He's not going to always quote Mekoros. Let's say you're learning Rav Kook, he's not going to quote Mekoros. Let's say I'm learning, though, Mesilas Yesharim, I may find a lot of Chazal, but doing it different than Maharal does. I'm going to find some people. Let's say you're learning the writings of Rav Kluger. What are you going to find? A lot of Sefer Chassidus, a lot of Rabbi Nachman. It's going to give you different people. It tells you a little bit about that person and what they're doing. What are the Sfarim that they are working off of, and how are they using them? What is the Maharal doing with the Gemara? Ask that question. What's he learning from? What's he doing with it? He makes a lot of diyukim, or he more just like quotes it for a yisod. The Gemara, he quotes the Gemara because the Gemara says, Lashon Hara is bad, or he's talking about diyukim within that Gemara for what it means. He works off of psukim a lot, or not so much. He works off of Bali Musar. Who is he working off of? That's an important question to be sensitive to if you want to get to really know a Baal Machshava. Secondly, what kinds of ideas is he sharing? I'll give you three categories. Number one, this is a mystical sefer. It's Kabbalistic. It's Hasidic. It's a mystical idea. He's quoting Zohar and things like that. He's speaking. Now, why is it important to know if it's a mystical sefer or not? Because, number one, some of us connect to that much more than others. If you're a real rationalist, everything has to, like, totally make sense for me in a way I can understand. I don't want these, like, these systems that are in place. If you're going to tell me, if the Gemara is going to be an example, if the Gemara is going to tell me, Barasi Yetzer Hora, Barasi Torah Tavlin, that Torah somehow stops the Yetzer Hora, and I read a sefer speaking about the mystical segula of Torah to fight Yetzer Hora, so I want to be able to be sensitive to that. Is that what he's doing? If I want certain kinds of answers and I'm learning the wrong sefer, I'm going to be very frustrated. If I'm learning the right sefer for what you are looking for, I want them to explain to me, how does learning Torah prevent the Yetzer Hara from being as successful? What does it do? I'm looking for rational or mystical explanations. I want to make sure I'm sensitive to what the sefer is doing. What you will sometimes find, why is this important? Because not all Rishonim always work the same way or agree about everything. So what you'll find in Sfarim, in Machshava Shiurim that are sometimes poor, that are not always as great, you'll see someone who's like quoting Rambam. And you're like, I hear, it's sweet and it's holy. But the Rambam really didn't think that way. Rambam didn't really work that way. Or you're bringing in like a Brisker Chakira to explain a line of Rabbi Nachman. And you're like, I really don't know if that's what's going on here. And to be sensitive to what different people are doing is very, very important. When you're learning Machshava, to be sensitive to what they're doing. Which Sfarim are they working off of? What mystical? Is it philosophical? Is it practical? Is it practical? The last thing to pay attention to as far as when you're learning some of these Sfarim is the following. What topics do they talk about? That's important for choosing a sefer also. You ever notice this? I'll say it differently. Every Friday, we learn different Machshava Sfarim. We have learned thus far Nefesh HaChayim, Kuzari, Maral, Mesillas Yesharim, Rambam Tadgamah Peirush HaMishnah, Sfas Emes, and something else. Now, one of the reasons why we've learned those different Sfarim is because all of those Sfarim talk about different issues in Machshava. The Kuzari speaks a lot about Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Nevuah. The Nefesh HaChayim speaks a lot about Talmud Torah, Tefillah, Tzelem Elokim. The Maharal, we spoke a lot about Avas Hashem and Yirash. Again, everyone talks about it on some level, but focusing on certain topics. If you learn Rabbi Nachman speaking about the importance of Simcha and struggling and struggles in Avodas Hashem, different people talk about different topics. And it's important when you learn Machshava in your choice of Sefer and to be sensitive, what are the issues this person talks about? Not what's a vort he has on something, but what are the issues that he talks about? What are the issues that he talks about? And to choose Sfarim appropriately, to be sensitive. Why is that helpful? Number one, it'll make us much more familiar with particular Sfarim. If I have a discussion about Am Yisrael, I know it's a Kuzari, is a good place to go. And I'm not going to look in a Sefer, it doesn't talk about it that much. And I'm going to be able to be familiar with certain things. So when I learn Machshava, so part of what I want to be able to do is be sensitive to the Sfarim. What are the topics they talk about? And what is their take on that topic? What is their take on that topic? What is the Kuzari speaks about Eretz Yisrael. So what is the question I want to ask myself? What does he hold about Eretz Yisrael? What does the Kuzari say about Eretz Yisrael? This will lead us to point number 5 on the sheet, which I think is important. The same way, again, I'm doing a lot of contrasting to learning Gemara, I hope that's okay. When you learn Bikias sometimes, what can happen when you learn Bikias? I read Bikias, I understand Bikias, and then what do? Move on. Sometimes I got it, I read it, I understand it, and I move on. Those who are, many of us know though, to make it more impactful, I want to do two things. Number one, I want to stop and summarize. I want to summarize in my own words what I saw. this Gemara spoke about the, and sometimes I want to ask myself certain questions. When you're learning Machshava Svarim, I think the primary questions you want to ask are the following. Step number one, what topic was this person addressing? What did this person teach me? What is this person's take on this topic? I am learning as an example. Nefesh HaChayim Shar Dalet. What is the topic of Nefesh HaChayim Shar Dalet? Talmud Torah. What is the Mahalach? What are the different Mahalachim? What do they learn from Nefesh HaChayim about Talmud Torah? What are his insights? The more you know, you will ask something else. What are his unique insights? What is the Nefesh HaChayim Mahalach about? So he's talking about Talmud Torah. He's talking about Torah Lishma. So I would ask the question, what is his approach to Torah Lishma? What is his approach to the impact of Torah in this world? And if I can answer that question when I summarize it, I'll be in a much better place. The same way in Lumdus, I would say, what is the Ramban's Mahalach in Sirtut? I have all the information. The Ramban may not explicitly say in every context what's the purpose of Sirtut, but when I finished the Ramban's in Sirtut, I will ask myself the following question. What is the Ramban's approach to, what are the components of his approach? What does he hold about these things? So if I'm learning as an example, who is learning about Shabbat Sefer right now? That's like, what is Sefer? Okay. I'm learning Michtav Meliyahu. So what am I going to do when I learn? If I want to get to understand Rav Dessler well, to learn not just what he said, but what's behind what he's saying, I'm going to ask myself a bunch of questions. Number one, first question, before I even read it for real. What are the Makoros he's working off of? What's he working off of? Rav Dessler is a pure Chumash person. He's a Chumash with Gemaras, with Rambans, with Rambam, with Bali Musar. Who's he quoting, who's he not quoting? Tell me a little bit about that person. Then I would say, what topics is Rav Dessler addressing? He's addressing Chesed. He's addressing Kudras HaBechira, Bechira Chashis. So I have some things where I say, this is what Rav Dessler is addressing. Then I have another question. Rav Dessler spoke about Chesed. What is his approach to Chesed? Sometimes it's hard, but sometimes not. What did, and say it a little bit differently, what did he, his methodology, that's the Sfarim he quoted, it's a lot of diukim, a lot of just quoting lots of mikoros, it's analysis, it's explaining psukim, what's his style, and what does he say about Chesed? To answer it one way, what did Rav Dessler teach me about Chesed that I would not have known if he did not write the Sefer? If he says Chesed is good, that's not a Rav Dessler Chiddush. What did Rav Dessler teach a person reading the Sefer that you would not have known otherwise? When you do that, so now, again, if I'm learning Maharal, what am I going to say? I learned the way to read this Gemara with greater precision. I learned, according to the Maharal, that Avas Hashem, the goal of Avas Hashem is X. The way you achieve Avas Hashem is Y. So if I'm Rav Dessler, I'm talking about Kudras HaChesed, I start by saying for Rav Dessler, what are the sources he's quoting? What are the topics he's addressing? Does he have a Mahalach in Chesed? What's the made Mahalach in Chesed? How do you, or let's say, you know what, let's, Kudras HaBechira, many of us are familiar with, I think Rav Yarmai speak about that a lot. Kudras HaBechira, Bechira Chafshes. What is Rav Dessler's primary Mahalach in Kudras HaBechira, Bechira Chafshes? That there are certain things that we're choosing at any given time, and certain things I've already accomplished, I'm already there, and certain things I'm not there yet. So Rav Dessler's Mahalach and Bechira Chafshes. I then may want to ask the question, when I'm learning Rav Dessler, what are the Mekoros that prove that Mahalach? What are the Nafkaminas of that Mahalach? Nafkaminas are, you have to say it like that, like you're learning a Sugya, but what are the implications of that? So in certain Sfarim for Rav Dessler, has implications for, realistically, what should I be doing in davening now? Realistically, where should I be at in my learning right now? In Kudsha Chesed, realistically, what could I be doing to improve my marriage right now? And there are different things, and it's even Lemaisa, like we're saying. Those are some of the questions that I want to ask when I'm learning about Machshava. So as an example, tomorrow, please God, we're learning, or probably next week, more likely, this Fas Emes on Shabbos. Fas Emes on Shabbos. So I have to. What do I have to do if you want to be able to put that together? Number one, I have to see, does this Fas Emes talk about Shabbos at all? If he doesn't, that shear is not happening. If he does, I have to read a lot of Fas Emes on Shabbos. What question do I have to ask myself when I'm learning Fas Emes on Shabbos? What did Tzfas Emes teach me about Shabbos that I would not have known, that I would not have known without his Sefer? What is a unique contribution? What is something that Tzfas Emes gave me on Shabbos? And if I can do that and put it together, wow, he introduced to me what the idea is of Kedushas Hazman. He taught about how you appreciate Shabbos, how you prepare for Shabbos, the goal of Shabbos. The goal of Shabbos strengthens my emunah. The goal of Shabbos is to do what? Give me a day off from work so I can sleep and rest. The goal of Shabbos is, what is the goal to ask as I learn those things? What is that person's primary approach? When you can do those things, what you're going to end up having is, when I learn Machshava, I'll have much more insight. I'll have much more insight in terms of exactly what's really going on. What's the Maharal's approach to something? What's his methodology? And what did he teach me? I'm learning Orchos Tzadikim. Right. And I'm learning about Gaiva. I've never learned Orchos Tzadikim, but I imagine a section on Gaiva. Seems like he would, what I know about the Sefer. So that's the lesson. What farm is he quoting? What's he doing with those farm? What did he teach me that Gaiva wouldn't have known otherwise? And maybe sometimes he taught me nothing about Gaiva but wouldn't have known otherwise. Because in Sifrei Musar, maybe it's not about the Chiddush, but about the Chizuk. What we've spoken about, you only ask one last additional point, which I know I found to be very, very helpful, point number 6 on the sheet. The same way, if we want to become Talmidei Chachamim in the world of Gemara, so I want to make sure I'm always building upon that which I've already done, that I want to be able to not just remember what I saw yesterday, but what I saw, you know, years ago. So I want to have good notes and be organized, understand the things that are as clear and as solid as possible. I want to be able to do the same thing with Machshava Shira, with Machshava. And that's true on two levels. Number one, to have good, clear notes that summarize on different topics, it's an unbelievable thing. I have a friend, I believe, who has that on different, he learns different Svarim. So he has a Word document with Al-Seder Ha'alef based on different topics. So he has a topic on Emunah, and he has on Bitachon, and he has on Gaiva, and etc. And what happens? When he is learning a particular Sefer, so it starts out small, but I'm learning Nefesh HaChaim. And whenever Nefesh HaChaim says something on one of these, on a topic that seems interesting, so maybe I'll start a new section, but I'll put in here some notes, Nefesh HaChaim, on this. Then, and this is how things build, you're at a shir. And the shir is on Emunah. And it's on the Ramban's Mahalach and Emunah. Or a machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is Emunah a mitzvah? Or how do you come to Emunah? Rambam and the Kuzari, I'm at that shir. So I take that source sheet. Or I write in the file. I write, you know, see my notes from, you know, this shir. Where there's going to be a machloket, Rambam and Ramban. Ideally, maybe even, you can put it all in the same thing. But suddenly now, as I'm learning Machshava and building, under my Emunah section, if I listen to Shiurim that I want to now take with me, I can insert those Mikoros into that section. And suddenly now I have so much more that's there. We hear a lot of Torah and Machshava, and if I can organize it and have it accessible, that's how you build and grow. When you want to now give a shir on Emunah, what you're going to find is as follows. Not, what do I remember off the top of my head, but wow, on the sugya of Emunah, I've heard a shir about Emunah mitzvah, I've heard a shir about how you acquire Emunah, I've learned Nefesh HaChaim and Kuzari, and now suddenly, like, I have some real Torah here. That I can put together, and now this shir in Emunah, I understand Emunah much better. And not only that, if someone asks me a question about Emunah, so there's a whole lot more I may know about Emunah. There may be some topics. This is the nature of things. Tefillah, I may hear a lot of things about Tefillah, but maybe I'm learning a Sefer. It does not speak that much about Tefillah. The Rambam's Hakdama, the Perek HaMishnah, doesn't speak that much about Tefillah. But still, what can I do? I can, whenever I hear Shi'urim about it, I hear a Musar Shmuz about it, someone quotes a couple of Makoros that are intriguing about Tefillah, so I'm going to be able to add that into my tefillah section. And when you can do those things all together, so now I've created a certain package. My understanding of machshava is so much deeper. I know that a couple people I've spoken to who give shiurim in the world of machshava. I know I do this in a slightly different way, but I have to give shiurim machshava. A lot of it is sort of like thinking about things in those terms. We're giving a shiur on this topic. What do we know about this topic? What's already there? What do I have to learn now about this topic to be able to put together? But to be able to learn things, that is also, if you're learning a Parsha Sefer, this is going to be an important ha'ara, I'm learning Kedushas Levi, as an example, wonderful Parsha Sefer. Or I'm learning Das Torah of Yeruchim, Bali Muslim, I'm learning certain Sfarim on Parsha. And what I really want to try to do is not just get a good vort in the Parsha, important as that is, but understand more about Reb Levi Yitzchak, the Kedushas Levi. So what am I going to do when I learn Kedushas Levi, which tells me something important about Emunah, about Shabbos, about Tefillah? I'm going to add it in here. And at the end, you know what you may have? You may be able to say, Kedushas Levi really understands Shabbos. I see it all together. Whoa, for him, Shabbos is always about X. Or for him, Emunah is always about Y. Or for him, a tzaddik's primary job is this. And one piece, maybe not, but as I see more and more, and I put them together, I can at least get much more of an impression of what they really think. What I spoke about just now as far as machshava was almost entirely focused on learning machshava, like intellectually. How to become more of a person that knows more about machshava, person that can organize your thoughts in machshava much more. Machshava does, however, serve, I believe, a couple of other roles. Primarily, a lot of what we learn can also serve as a certain kind of hisoris. That I learn about tefillah, not always the mahalach about tefillah, but it gets me more into davening. And sometimes there are shiurim that maybe it's not the most fundamental Torah in Machshava. As an example, I happen to really enjoy the Torah of Kluger. I think Kluger's great. Is that, if we were structuring, what makes the most sense? But I've never learned, I don't know, a lot of things. I don't know anything about Area X. I've never learned Emunas V'Deos or Sadigon. Isn't that a more fundamental Sefer in Machshava? So the answer is maybe, but I need to learn Kluger because it resonates with me. His mahalach in tefillah is a mahalach that I connect to deeply and well. And sometimes when you're organizing what I want to learn or the shiurim I want to listen to, it's not always about does it build me intellectually as much, but also does it move me to be better. One of the goals of machshava isn't just to be able to give a shiur and emunah, but hopefully the more that we understand emunah, the more that our emunah itself is strengthened, and the more that it's meaningful and deep, and the more we can piece things together. But one of the questions we want to ask is, what can I do? What did this person add for me I did not know before, or at least I wouldn't have known before without the Sefer? That requires being honest, not like, I knew everything that was there, come on. No. What were the contributions of this person, and what's their mahalach? That's really, in many ways, how it can change things. Eino Dome, learning a Sefer, where now I understand, what's the purpose of Talmud Torah? So when I now sit down, I identify with the Chaim Volozhiner, it totally works for me. I sit down now and I learn Torah, it's a different ballgame. Or I learn Tanya, and now I sit down and I learn Torah, it's a different, because I have a certain orientation, which you can be able to be there. Those at least are, I guess, some general perspectives on how to learn Machshava. Those are the things that at least I do. What we did not talk about today, maybe a different time to speak about, is how you really put together a whole sugya. How do you, if I want to look into the sugya of Yitzhara, the sugya of Emunah, the sugya of Bitachon, how do I prepare a shir in Machshava? That is Ladati. A little bit more challenging. That hopefully we can speak about maybe a different time. But at least for now, to be able to frame the discussion a little bit, to give us a hakdama, what am I learning? How am I learning it? What am I trying to be sensitive to pay attention to? And what are the questions I'm asking to put things together to be able to learn that as effectively as possible?